You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Momo! What is going on? I don't even know where to start. There's so much going on today.
I know.
Can I tell a little quick story before we get to it all?
Please, I want to.
Okay, so Bergman, I was having trouble. We use this machine called the Comrex, and that's how we go on the air from our houses every single day. Greg, we were having late-minute Comrex problems.
Oh, God.
Yes, we were.
Have to lead? No.
So 2 minutes before the show started, I get a phone call from Mason being like, this doesn't look right. None of this is right. This is not where I'm supposed to be. I can't find my way on. And then I also have Momo running up because she's saying she couldn't get through the plaza on time.
Yeah.
So it was fun this last couple
minutes.
Yeah,
do you know what it
was?
You know what my problem was?
What?
Forgot to put the phone cord into the conversation.
Oh, Mason.
You want to talk about a dumbass. That is me. All right, so let's get to the main course today. First of all,
Jorge's here. That's the main course.
Hey, Jorge. How you doing?
I think for your sake, okay?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a couple of days because I was kind of a jerk on Saturday night. I was like trolling
you. Yeah,
you
were jerkish. You were jerkish.
I was trolling you. I was like, this may be my chance.
Yeah, because Stanford beat USC.
There's just something about early season games at the Coliseum and Stanford and USC.
Okay,
and I was like, what do you say, Venice Mason?
Can
I
start
added
with
you?
The really good news? Can I start with the really good news? The good news?
Uh-huh.
Last night, it was like all the pieces of a puzzle came together. 2016, there I was at the Coliseum. Jeff Fisher was the head coach of the Rams. Case Keenum was the quarterback of the Rams. It was a miserable season. But we on the horizon had this brand new stadium that was going to happen. And we waited. And remember, there was that one year where there was all that rain. Imagine rain in Southern California. And it got pushed back a year. Then it opened up, no fans because of COVID last year. And then this year, last night, I cannot put into words what it is like inside that building. Momo, have you been inside yet?
I haven't, but it looked glorious.
SoFi Stadium is just a spectacular, unlike anything you have ever seen. I mean, just forget about the idea of a stadium. Just imagine some completely new place that has never existed before, something that could only exist because of $5 billion Stan Kroenke dollars. And let me tell you something. It's the last piece of the puzzle, Matthew Stafford. The Matthew Stafford. The guy who is so clearly on the same page as Sean McVay. The guy who's got unbelievable rapport. The guy who is throwing, I mean, chunk plays, right? He had more 50-yard plays last night than the Rams had all last year.
Wow.
Two 50-plus yard bombs, one to Van Jefferson, one to Cooper Kupp. Well, I guess the Cooper Kupp one technically was not a touchdown catch because his knee went down before. But these are gigantic chunk plays. And, you know, last year I would hold my breath. Every time Jared Goff dropped back, I'd be like, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Don't get strips. Don't throw an intercept. That's how I was last year. And now, last night, complete confidence. Like Matthew Stafford, completely competent, knows what he's doing, obviously in the flow of a game. Just ding, 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 just methodical marching up and down the field. What an incredible night. Momo.
How was the food?
The food was great. Is that really where you're going to go? You're going to go food?
I was just messing with you, man. You were so excited. I was like, I'm going to let him go. I'm just going to let him wax poetic. I thought we were going to talk about the open-air roof, and you can see the skyline of the city through that open-air roof that's so brilliant there. It was just beautiful architecture.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's technically like you can see through it.
Yeah.
But it's not. It is closed at the top.
There's like a pocket, though, that's open.
Yeah, there's a pocket on each side, so you get like
so
cross
cool.
breeze through it. And here's the other thing that I loved. It was full and it was rocking, and it was loud, and it wasn't a game where there were, you know, 20,000 Bears fans. There were some Bears fans there. They were down in the end zone, and they got all excited at one point during the game when it looked like the Bears could give it a little run. But these were Rams fans. And this was the true homecoming of the Los Angeles Rams. This was when this franchise has truly reconnected with the city of Los Angeles. You could feel it. You could see it. You could hear it, Momo.
I was thinking yesterday as I was watching Scherzer flirt with the perfect game.
Oh, yeah.
And Stafford out there just looking crisp and sharp. There's just something about coming to a place where you know you have a chance to win that is exceptionally rejuvenating when things are done well. And, you know, they always talk about that you just – when you play for a good organization, you put a person who hasn't been around that for a while and you put them in that spot. It just lifts all tides. So when you go to a stadium like that, it almost makes you play better too. Like you're like, this is beautiful. I mean, we're not going to stink it up there. No, we'll see what happens with the Chargers when they play there. I think they went on the road and got a win. That was all right, but
yeah.
I know, but there's still like
the San Diego Chargers.
I think when you
they'll
play
always
in
be
beautiful...
the San Diego Chargers to me. I can't believe in the opening segment you're going to mention the San Diego Chargers.
But I can't. But there's something about a beautiful stadium like that, something that is just perfect, and a team now with Matthew Stafford where he legitimately has a chance to win. He legitimately has a great coach, great organization all around him. It just felt like. We always talked about was it Stafford or Detroit? He had weapons in Detroit. Calvin Johnson was there. I mean, he certainly had good players in Detroit, but he never had an organization like this.
Yeah, I looked at it last night and saw, and immediately, you know, I always pick the Rams to win the Super. I actually think the Rams can win the Super Bowl this year. After looking at him last night, the Rams can absolutely win the Super Bowl. And it really was, and it was team effort and all that stuff, and Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp had a great night. All the pieces are there. But how did Detroit never manage to be competitive with that guy as their quarterback?
It's amazing. And so much of success really is just the circumstances that you get brought into the league. He was number one draft pick, so you're on a bad team when you're the number one draft pick. But I look at, like, even in the NBA, I've always thought about this. There's so many players who could have very similar careers, like Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, about the same age.
Yep.
Steph Curry gets on a team with Klay Thompson, and he's in a really good organization. Damian Lillard has never had an organization like that or a team like that around him. Would they have the same career if you switch them? If you put Damian on the Warriors and Steph on the Blazers, how would they look, right? Stafford, to me, is a guy, if he just would have been with a better organization right off the bat, like he would be thought of as one of the best quarterbacks of his generation.
Yeah,
and now he finally is.
Yeah, and you know what it is, and I mentioned this earlier, you know, last year when Jared Goff was there, and I was always a big Jared Goff supporter until last year the
you're
Miami
a
game fan,
when
he had a couple of turnovers. Yeah, I was a big Goff
fan.
Guy.
Yeah.
Took us to the Super Bowl, all that stuff.
Yeah, you're loyal.
I mean, I still, you know, I watched him beat Kansas City on that night game when it was Patrick Mahomes versus Jared Goff, and he looked like a different guy than he was last year. But last year, I really would. Every time he dropped back, I'd be like, oh, my God. Almost like I couldn't look.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like I couldn't watch because I knew something bad was going to happen. And you know what Matthew Stafford is above and beyond everything? He's competent. He knows what he's doing. He has been there. We didn't even see him have to make one of those historic final drives of a game, which he's been so good at over the years. I mean, he blew the doors off Chicago. And, you know, I thought the defense need a little work, right? Need a little game.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little too easy to run. David Montgomery had a really good night for Chicago, ran for 100. But the defense is going to get better under Raheem Morris. And this offense, this was only game one. This was the first game in a year when none of these guys played together in a preseason game, because that's not what Sean McVay does. This is what they look like in game one. They are only going to get better week after week after week after week.
I thought Daryl Henderson was pretty good, too.
Daryl Henderson actually found a gear, late in that game.
Yeah.
Ran for 70 yards. He looked okay. Okay. Not a lot of – no Sony Michel. I thought all the receivers – that's the other thing I love about this
team.
So
many weapons.
So many weapons. I mean, so many guys, and everybody got to touch the ball. Cooper Kupp had that 56-yard bomb. Van Jefferson, he was my sleeper pick to have a really big year.
Did you get him in your fantasy league?
I do have him sitting on my bench just in the event he rises to become a WR3, WR2. But caught that big bomb right at the first drive of the game. Tyler Higbee had a nice night. Robert Woods had the touchdown catch. DeSean Jackson, actually a little quiet, two catches for DeSean Jackson. And as you mentioned, Daryl Henderson, really, really good. 16 carries, 70 yards. You'll take that every day of the week. But this is not going to be a team that, I mean, frankly, this is not going to be a team that runs the football. This is going to be a pass-first team. And that's, to me, that's show business, man. That is L.A. That is show business. That's what's exciting. A guy that's throwing the ball down the field 50 yards. That's, I think, what commands the attention of this town. It is a town of stars. And number 9, Matthew Stafford, is immediately going to be a star in this town, is a star in this town.
When people come to visit you in L.A., where do you take them? Like, out-of-towners, your friend, your family from Altoona or wherever they're from, right? Where do you take them?
Well, now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know where. I mean, there are a couple of places. Obviously, Hollywood Bowl is a legendary location. But I'll tell you what, Dodger Stadium, fantastic choice. But SoFi Stadium, you know, to me, SoFi Stadium is quickly going to feel like L.A. I mean, the Super Bowl is going to be here.
Yeah.
And we will be playing in our home stadium for the Super Bowl. 2 years in a row that's going to happen. This is unlike any stadium. And Momo, I've got to go everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I've been in all the big stadiums across the country. I've been to Jerry World and been to all the stadiums. Been to every, you know, 7 Olympics and been to the opening ceremonies of 7 Olympics in these beautiful stadiums. Nothing like this. And let me tell you something, Momo. This scoreboard.
How big is it?
I can never go back to looking at another scoreboard again. Can never go back. I mean, really, it's just you're watching the game, you glance up and you see the play, you glance back down and you're watching back at the field, because no matter where you are, that scoreboard is wrapped around the building. And
wow.
Seriously, looking at the end zone and seeing a scoreboard, that's over at SoFi Stadium. You just glance up a little bit, you see the play, you look back down, because you've seen how it's set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this big oval sort of long oval scoreboard. You can see above it. You can see below it. You get like 3 different angles on the same scoreboard. I mean, I'm going to be so spoiled. I'm never going to be able to look at another stadium scoreboard again and think, oh, that's really cool. I mean, nice, Jerry World. You've got a great big scoreboard. Try this. Try the Oculus or whatever we're calling it, the T-Mobile, whatever. Demoff will kill me. I don't know the name of that thing. But it's spectacular.
It kind of feels like they got the best architect, the best scoreboard person, the best everything, and did it, just said, hey, be state of the art, make this stand out. Like, you could build a stadium and it could look like every other stadium, or you could build a stadium that looked like a rocket ship,
and that's what we got. By the way, it's the Infinity Board, Jorge tells me.
There you go.
The Infinity Board. It's a good name for it. The Infinity Board. I don't know if that's a sponsorship or that
sounds cool though.
Is Infinity a thing?
It's like an infinity pool, so it's like an infinity scoreboard. Is that right?
Infinity scoreboard. No matter where you look, there's the scoreboard. No matter where you're sitting in the stadium, there's the scoreboard. And the other thing last night, that place is loud. I mean, it is loud. That's the loudest I've heard a Rams crowd be, and it's partly because we've got that dome-like environment.
You build it that way. Like, that's part of the design is how you build a stadium to build the acoustics like that. When people do that now, they factor it in to how they've designed the stadium just to make it loud.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool.
Just, I mean, of all my nights in LA sports, and there have been a lot of them, that's one of the great ones. That's really one of the great ones. I mean, I get to be a season ticket holder. I get to be there every game. I got those seats for the next 50 years, Momo. Do you know that? I got those seats for the next 50 years.
I heard. And then after 50 years, you get your money back?
Exactly. I will be 121 years old.
Could happen.
But I'll get that money back.
Could happen.
Mason.
Yeah, could happen.
Mason, I know that it was just happened yesterday and you're really, really excited about it.
Yeah.
But to say it's one of the greatest moments in LA sports history.
No, no, I said it's one of my great moments.
I know. One of your great. You have been to a lot of really, really good moments here in LA.
You've been to like NBA Finals.
Right. You've been to NBA Finals.
NBA Finals. I was Game Sevens. I've been all that stuff.
Right. And you've seen Clayton Kershaw throw a no-hitter.
You know what, though? I understand what Mace is saying, Greg. I get it. Because what Mace is describing is his family experience with the Rams. Like, it's almost like watching your child grow up and have a bar mitzvah. It's right. I mean, you were with them from the beginning. You were with them through the Jeff Fisher and years when it was like 10-3. And if you're lucky, they got the 10.
Okay, yeah, like, they were thrillers.
I mean, you were with them.
Running game mania.
Yeah, those were some rough, rough years. And you believed when nobody else was into it.
Yeah, and Bergman, you were at this stadium. There's nothing like this.
Oh, it's an incredible stadium, and I loved it. And I'm actually super impressed by the whole thing. But, I mean, it's just a little bit of hyperbole is all I'm saying.
One of your great.
Raining on his parade.
No.
I think it's great.
I think it's great.
Also, he was probably exceptionally disappointed on Saturday night especially.
Oh, so this helped him out.
And so then there's like a rebound effect. Mm-hmm. So you went from the sting of that awful SC loss to Stanford and just flushed it all away. It was all gone.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm going to do today. So much stuff happened over the weekend. We had the Rams and the debut of SoFi Stadium.
Scherzer.
Max Scherzer, a perfect game into the eighth inning yesterday, and a Dodgers win, a sweep of the Padres. We had Stanford just shredding USC, all that stuff.
Oh, can we talk about that, please?
Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll get to it.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting all weekend.
Next. It's coming up next. By the way, my only tweet on this subject was, I have no words to describe USC football until Monday at 12:55.
All right.
So I did not tweet about this over the weekend. This is going to be the first time I actually talk about this. We will get to it coming up next for you. And the phones are going to be open for everything. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. You can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. You can follow, of course, and tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, and at Ramona Shelburne. Mason in Ireland, gigantic day. Stay where you are, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, gigantic. We go from famine to feast every year. Yeah, you know, about July, we're like, oh God, what are we gonna do? Then all of a sudden, everything happens on one day.
I know, you're like, call Momo; she can fill in every week.
Exactly. Ireland, by the way, I think was going to be back on Thursday. He's got one more golf trip before it's all over, and he gets ready for NBA season and, of course, football season. He'll be back for.
I gotta say, you look good though, Mace. You look good. I watched some of the highlights. And that golf thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you represented.
I was completely credible. I was not bad. In fact, we played match play. If you didn't hear this, we played match play Friday at Black Gold. Ireland won 5 holes. I won 3 holes. And 1 hole was a push. The fact that I won 3
holes is
somewhat of a miracle, I think.
I did not think it was a miracle. I always thought you were going to win. Because the pressure was on Ireland.
Of all the bits I've ever done, that's the one I put the most time and energy and, frankly, money into, was all those lessons. Derek Allen, the great pro at Rancho
Park. Oh, that wasn't free?
No, not free. No, I don't want to. I'm not a mooch.
I'm not a mooch.
Pay when I got to pay. Jorge's back from vacation. Jorge, how are you feeling? What was vacation like?
Oh, man, it was relaxing. I had a fun time. The baby had a great time. It was just, pretty.
Where'd you go?
How do you get the baby to relax?
I don't know. Just tell her, hey, baby, it's all good. Relax. And she puts her arms
back. I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Nice. Where'd you go, Jorge?
We went to Hawaii.
Beautiful. Yeah, which island?
No, I went to Honolulu.
Beautiful. Yeah, awesome, man.
That's what we want. Yeah.
Well, glad you had a good day. You definitely deserved it, man. You've been holding this ship together for a year and a half. So glad you got some time away.
Yeah, I was listening to Momo on the plane, though.
You were?
Yeah.
What'd you listen to?
The Sterling Affair.
Oh, he said, what if I told you? Play the music. Yeah. It'll stroke my ego a little bit.
You put me on the spot here. Yeah.
We had our own theme music. That was my favorite.
It was great.
You have your own music.
Yeah, it's like your song.
We got our own music. Come with me now, right?
Yeah, we got the
That's
Congress.
Your song. They wrote that for you.
Yes, they did. So Saturday night, I'm watching. First of all, I was watching the Dodgers, right? And we were in really good shape.
Yeah.
Walker Buehler gave up the two-run homer to Fernando Tatis. Otherwise, we were totally solid and won that game. But I started switching back and forth between Fox and the Trojans against Stanford and the Dodgers. And what I witnessed, before I do this, let me just state my position on Clay Helton over the years. Every year I give the guy a shot. Every year I say, you know what, he's got so much talent. I think this might be the year that they go all the way to the college football playoff. And I said that as recently as last week. I said,
I was on with you when you said it.
I said, give him a shot. This is a new year. Give Clay one more run at this thing. I was saying that. It was the most embarrassing performance I have seen from a Trojan team at home against a Stanford team that, Momo, with all due respect, is not very good. They couldn't score a touchdown.
We were 4-8 last year
against Kansas State. Yeah, it's not a powerhouse program like it was.
Although we did have a new quarterback, and that was the big thing for us this week.
Yeah, nuance. I don't have time.
We made a quarterback switch, and there it is. Oh, that's my happy song. Should I tell you when to jump?
Yeah, our logo is a tree.
That's so cool, though.
It's a tree.
There's a part where we go, duh, and then we go 5, 6, 7, 8. Everybody jumps. Come on.
Beautiful.
Come on.
And you guys are all, you've got your
notebooks.
Oh,
you know what? I have a fun game for you to play. Go to Google.
Yeah.
And start typing in Stanford upsets USC. Okay? And right as you start to type it in, it will say Stanford upsets USC 2012, Stanford upsets USC 2007. Stanford upsets USC 2013. Stanford upsets USC 2021. This is our thing. We do this in the Coliseum, even when we stink.
Although, I will argue that the Trojans stink. I will argue.
Did you jump? It's
so
fun.
They were 17-point favorites in that game. And here's the thing that pisses me off, too. So gambling is up like 1,000,000% this year.
Yeah, it is. People are all bored.
Sports and doing it in 17 states and District of Columbia and all that. So I got my little offshore operation. I don't know. It's like betfordummies.com.
Just go to one of the main ones.
I use Bet for Dummies.
Okay.
And so I actually put a little scratch on USC because I saw Stanford get hammered by Kansas State last week. I saw USC with a solid performance, one that could have been better, but maybe one that's sort of evolving. And I thought, you know what? This is going to be a place I can make a little money. You know what? Clay Helton is just a mess. That dumb look on his face, the fact that he doesn't coach players up, the fact that that this has now been, 5 years, 6 years of this. I am officially over, done, finished. And I texted you guys on Saturday night. I said, I don't think they should even allow him to leave the Coliseum without being fired. I thought they should have fired him on the spot.
Loading dock firing.
Wherever you are, you walk out there to the 50-yard line and you say, thanks for playing,
right on the field?
Yeah, right on the field.
Not even
right
the loading dock? Like, let him out of the locker room?
Don't even let him out of the locker room. I don't want him even going back and talking to the team.
Oh, look, it's hyperbole Monday. And, you know, look, Clay Helton needs...
What are you talking about?
It's a little bit of overreaction. Clay Helton needs a little bit more time.
That's our new quarterback.
Hyperbole is what we do here. This is the second time you've...
I know.
Complained about hyperbole.
Right. Well, because, you know, Clay Helton, he needs a little more time. I think you just gotta keep.
Up.
I think. I think you gotta just let him kind of see out the season.
Conspiring to keep USC down.
Let him go through the season. You know, give him a lifetime contract. Make sure that you really let him get his guys in place
this
there.
This is brutal. This you is can UCLA actually get the, over there.
Yeah.
He's trying to actually, get you to keep. You can, make your sure mediocre gets, coach.
Look, he keeps
give me
getting,
Fresno and the points on look, Saturday. I'll tell you right now, give me Fresno and the points.
He's got great recruits that he brought in this year. I mean, you can continue recruiting.
I wasn't going to gloat. I really wasn't. I was going to focus on the positives. I said, you know, Saturday night, I was really excited. Woo!
Done.
But then
over.
I was like, I feel bad. If the Rams win, we should just talk about the Rams because that's
it saved the
happy
weekend
place.
For me. Dodgers, yeah. Max Scherzer, and the Rams saved the weekend for
it's
me.
It's kind of hard. I feel bad for you, Mace. I feel bad for all of the
don't
USC
feel bad
fans.
For me. We're getting a new head coach.
No, no. The moral,
I don't think you
he's
are. Over.
The moral of the story is Clay Helton stays for another 5 years.
The moral of the story is he's done. That's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is nice guys finish quite literally last.
What if Tanner McKee is like the next Andrew Luck?
Blah,
he's a
blah,
really
blah. Again, you're focusing
recruited...
on the Stanford of it all.
Of course
what if
I
told you?
What if I told you?
Freshman of the week.
Yeah,
freshman of the week in the
oh,
Pac-12.
That's fantastic. All right,
6 foot six from
yep,
Corona.
6 foot 6.
From Corona.
Got it.
Highly
right.
recruited.
Here's the
we
deal.
Made the quarterback switch, and it was all over.
We got Clay way
life.
More stars than you do.
Woo!
And when I say stars, I mean star guys. Five
what if
stars,
he's the next Andrew
stars.
Luck? What if and we just discovered our guy? No?
Who cares? Who cares?
Hashtag Clay for life.
877-710-ESPN. And by the way, I'm getting so much hate already on Twitter. It's like it's Hate Monday. Go ahead, at Venice Mace. I'm getting so much hate. You're overstating this. You're overstating that. This is not the Rams town, blah, blah, blah. Not welcome home, blah, blah, blah. Fine. Just go ahead. Bring it. You know what I like to say around here, Jorge?
What is it?
Bring it. Just bring it. Come at me.
Come at me. There you go.
You like to say Clay right. for life.
877-710-ESPN.
Oh, we're torturing Mace.
Were you
torturing
at the stadium
him.
Last night, SoFi
Back
Stadium, for the
place.
Rams
happy
opener?
Place.
Were you at the debacle Saturday night when USC just handed a game to Stanford?
Hey,
877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Play for life.
Play for life.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Greg the Downer.
Seriously.
Downer. Clay for life.
Such
can I ask
downer.
You a question?
Clay for life.
I went on to go talk to you during the break, and I was like, hello, it's Mace there. It's Mace.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get you, and correct. Jorge was like, he took off his headset.
Yeah, I took off my headset.
Were you that angry?
Yeah.
Did we just torture you that much? Are you mad at me? A little bit. A little bit.
Both of us? And Jorge, too?
Little. I would say not mad. I would say annoyed.
Annoyed, yeah.
I'm annoyed by both of you.
I know, we shouldn't have done that. It really is so raw for SC fans. Like, I think you thought this year was going to be different, and I think...
I thought it was going to be different. I thought Clay has learned
okay,
how to coach.
We have to calm him down. We can't play the music for him now. It's triggering.
Yeah, no, it's triggering.
It's triggering.
I need a safe space. Give
get ready
me a
to
safe
jump.
Space.
Five, six, seven, eight. Woo!
Hey, Jorge, did I say, did I drop an expletive today?
A little bit. You, like, took your headset off and dropped the expletive.
I've got two people saying, I heard you say how Jorge keeps all
so
this
funny.
Blank together. Did I say that?
Yep.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Not at all. Stuff. All right.
Stuff together.
Yeah. Keep my stuff is what I said.
Yeah.
I have been this is L.A. fan. I've been to many events in L.A. sports history going back decades. I agree with you 100%. Last night at SoFi Stadium was right up there. Your millennial producer can't understand that.
Millennial producer?
Yeah.
No, his millennial producer is a UCLA fan.
Yeah. But yes. We were talking about SoFi Stadium. Joey Evans, you do realize that none of this would be happening if it weren't for Jerry Jones setting the tone for the rest of the league.
True.
That is true. They put him on the scoreboard last night. Couldn't hear what he said because everybody was booing so loud.
You know what, though? I love it when billionaires try to top each other. It's really good for the fans.
You know what the scam is? Jerry Jones finances all the personal seat licenses. He makes money every time somebody buys PSL.
It's his company, Legend Sports.
Brian tweets, Mace, you need to stop this garbage about L.A. welcoming the Rams. The Rams aren't L.A.'s team. They need to win before that. Last I checked, the Raiders are the only team to win a Super Bowl for Los Angeles. And all I will say is get back to me when you're 6-11, dude. Get back to me when you're 6-11.
We're going to win tonight. Raiders are going to win tonight.
Yeah.
1-0.
Baltimore.
1-0.
Fully expecting that. Fully
Baltimore
expecting
has
that.
Zero running backs.
Yep. But they do have one Lamar Jackson.
True.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Frank and Torrance to start. Frank and Torrance, you're on 710 ESPN. What are you doing, man? Hey, Frank.
Hello?
Yeah,
Frank. Thank you for taking my call. I was going to say, Mace, you're right. Look, I've been to a lot of things, too. But the one thing about it is that L.A. really hasn't had – I know you've never had anything like that, where you had that many people in that type of modern event, that type of thing to get you excited. When's the last time we've had something that exciting to be cheerful about? And then to have Stafford throw that bomb, it just gives you a good aura about what's going to happen this season.
Amen, brother.
Even if they don't win, they at least gave you some hope, something that we haven't had in football here for a long time, especially if they keep Helton. Thanks. Take it offline.
Okay,
bye, guys.
Thanks. No hope if they keep Helton.
Helton for life?
Football for life, no.
No, Helton for life.
Oh, Helton
He's
for life.
He's a really nice
Hashtag
guy, though. Isn't he
Helton
a nice guy?
He's such a nice guy. He's so nice. He's so nice. And I'm sure he's, you know, great and all that. And I know the kids love him because I just, for the life of me now, I can't understand why he wasn't already fired. He should have been fired Saturday night. Let's go to Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Here's the thing, and I want to preface this by saying I was probably a Ram fan before you were born, Steve. I'm 72.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Bill Wade, Del Schaffner, John Arnett, Dickie Bass. You know, I mean, I'm going way back.
That is way before me. You're right.
Yeah, but what happened was when Giorgio Franchitti stole that team and took them to Anaheim, I'm sorry, I was done. I was a football orphan for so many years. I kind of adopted the Chargers. I liked them. I got family in North County, San Diego, and I've been a Charger fan. It's a little odd because, you know, usually you're like Dodgers, Lakers, Rams. I'm Dodgers, Lakers, Chargers. And it's not their fault. They should have gone to Anaheim. They got 40% of their fan base there. But that owner, greedy as he is, came to L.A. So he's got his problems because he's second dog to the Rams, you know?
Yep. All right, Solomon, thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, I generally have gone down as an I hate the San Diego Chargers guy. Brandon Staley, I think, is going to do a nice job there. Justin Herbert, I think, is going to be a really good quarterback for a long time in this league. Way to go winning. You know, Momo, here's how it goes around here. The moment I am off, the Chargers will put Brandon Staley on. They will put Justin Herbert on. They will put everybody from the Chargers on. They do not want to put anybody on when I'm here. They don't trust me.
See, I don't think that's the way to win over hearts and minds. You got to go at your biggest critic.
Yeah.
Got to win you over. I mean, to me, when you're coming to a town that is – I don't even think we should say that L.A. didn't want them here. I think L.A. didn't care. I think they were just totally indifferent.
Yeah, and I think that's how L.A. – I mean, they're little brother. They're the Clippers.
Well, you have to win people over, and the way you win people over is by, one, winning, and, two, being willing to – it's not Justin Herbert's fault, okay? He just got drafted on the team, and it's not Brandon Staley's fault. Okay, this was all an ownership-level decision. It was also NFL decision at a very high level where it should have been Rams and Raiders again, but – the way that it would, that went down is the Raiders had messed with the NFL a couple of times, and they had to, you know, they kind of weren't seen as good citizens.
Yep.
In terms of the league's owners, and the Chargers were. The Dean Spanos and the and their family have sort of played ball with the NFL and done the things that the, that were good for the league, whereas the Raiders just move whenever the heck they feel like it, and Al Davis. And so they got priority. And I think there was also a recognition that if you move the Raiders into town with the Rams, there would be the Rams are spending all the money to build the stadium, and the Raiders get to benefit from it and may have more fans. So that wasn't fair to the Rams as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That stadium was rocking with Rams fans last
yep.
night. Just absolutely right. And I don't know what the capacity is. What is it, 70,000, 80,000, 60,000, 65,000?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know what it is.
A lot.
But it was full. It was rocking. And I do think this was an official welcoming home to the Rams. More calls coming up. 877 710 ESPN. Say it again.
SoFi holds 70K, by the way.
70K. So that's what we got. 70K in that building last night, including that didn't include SRO. There were standing room only tickets last night.
SRO. Look at you with the jargon.
Yeah, SRO. They're standing room only.
Just say standing room only. No one knows what SRO is.
Everybody knows what SRO is.
You
SRO
know what
is
SRO
standing
is?
Room only.
I did.
That's the computer system we use, the SRO.
The SRO, oh. Yeah.
Is that the new button I have here in the board?
Oh, yes, okay. That, hit the SRO.
Oh, all right, hold on.
Coming up, more of your calls, 877-710-ESPN. We will get to Dodgers coming up, too, which, wow, a great weekend, but they gain no ground because San Francisco is rolling, too, and we need the Padres' help now. Tell you what, I'll tell you about that coming up for you, too. Mesa in Ireland, 710-ESPN. Guy. I mean, I don't think anybody can deny that, can he? He's a great guy, a very nice man.
Yeah.
Clay for life. He needs to be there forever.
Not a good coach. And everybody's coming at me. You've been a supporter of Clay, blah, blah, blah.
I know, but things can change and people's opinions can change.
You know, I just got stunning news.
What's that?
So, Ireland and I both made big bets on Scott Kaplan winning a push-up contest versus George Sedano on Friday out at Black Gold. Ireland bet 10,000. I bet 20. Ireland bet 15. I bet 20 on Scott Kaplan. It final score, Kaplan 44. Sedano, how many did he do?
49. So you guys lost a lot.
A lot of money on Scott Kaplan.
How many push-ups did you do, Mace?
What's that?
How many push-ups did you do?
Five.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, five. I did five. Shocked? I could have done more. They just asked me to do five. So
I used to be able to do lots of push-ups. Lots of push-ups back in the day. Now I can do a lot of plank poses.
Yeah, plank pose is pretty much what I do.
Yeah.
That's my only workout.
How long can
really
you go?
Push-ups.
I can go for a really long time because I've been doing PT since my back thing.
Nice. Yeah, but I can out-plank anybody.
I can do side planks. I can do same. Like, that's all your rehab from back stuff.
So one plank between Momo and Mason, who can go longer? Like,
oh,
5 minutes?
On. No.
I think I can
5 minutes
on.
Is a long time.
I think
yeah,
I can do it.
But no. I'm not. Momo cannot top.
I don't know. I've never tried to time it. I just know that I go for I just do that every day.
Yeah, you're not beating me in plank pose. And
it has to be really good form too.
Yeah,
videos.
Nor would I expect you to.
We need videos.
No. We're not going to play.
Okay.
We're gonna have a plank off.
I don't want to embarrass Momo on that. Oh. I lost.
If you play this during the plank off, I think I will win. Except for maybe I would jump on the 5, 6, 7, 8.
Lost
if you
to
land.
Ireland in fantasy 73-63.
What kind Survivor of scoring
pool,
is that?
We all made it. Survivor pool. We all made it.
Who'd you
it
take?
Was. I had the Rams. Ireland had the Rams. Jorge had the 49ers. Jorge, we just gave you a team and gave you your favorite team.
You should have given me the Rams.
I took the Raiders.
Really?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I gave you the Niners.
Yeah, I can't choose the Niners anymore.
Bergman has Carolina.
You
My
made
mom
fun
has
of me
the 49ers.
For that.
Leo has Tampa Bay, not stepdad Leo. Myrna, John's mom, has Tampa Bay. Michael Thompson has Kansas City. The only
Ooh,
loser
he almost lost that.
Was Juan, who took Buffalo. For some
you know what?
Reason.
That I understand that pick. I think that Pittsburgh is way better. They just had a bad weird year last year.
Yeah, apparently.
Weird year.
Yeah.
Everybody had weird years.
So much going on. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to We did Susan in Manhattan Beach, the home to many USC grads. Susan, you're on 710 ESPN. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You got it right. USC person all the way. And what I don't understand is year after year, penalty after penalty, the team looks so badly coached, so undisciplined. And then you take stars like our quarterbacks. You take JT Daniels, and he's a wreck by the time he leaves. Has to go to Georgia, go to a therapist, to sports therapist, to get his head straight. Look what we've done to this poor kid who's our quarterback now. I just don't understand how they don't see that our coach is just terrible. And that's what's the embarrassment on top of everything, is we don't look like we're playing as a team. And then on top of that, I want to know, what do you think? We've taken another guy who absolutely failed in the NFL, Pete Carroll, brought him in. He turned our team around. What do you think about Jeff Fisher as coach?
He's an alum. He was last seen coaching the Rams into oblivion. I'm not a fan of the idea of Jeff Fisher. I'm not a fan.
To oblivion, and then he came to USC, and he coaching the kids is different from the NFL, and at least he's a good coach.
Yeah, no, he had successful years. There's no question. Susan, thank you for the call. You know, I'm not a fan of the idea of bringing, and of course, you go back and you look at the time. Pete Carroll was like the sixth choice. Mm-hmm. For USC head coach, and Lynn Swann lucked into it, found exactly the right guy after trying to pick five wrong guys.
Was it
he
Lynn
ended
Swann?
Up with the right guy,
Mike Garrett.
Yeah, that was Lynn Swann, right?
That was Mike
Garrett. Mike Garrett. And
Lynn
yeah,
Swann's the one who gave Clay Helton the extension on his way out the door.
Yes, he did. Gave him a sweetheart deal. And don't tell me that you cannot buy Clay Helton out of his deal. Do not tell me that, USC. Do not tell me that, rich alumni from USC. Don't tell me that. It's a couple of years. Eat it. Seriously, just eat that money and get a fresh start. Let's go to Gelato Drew. Gelato Drew, you're on 710. How you doing, man?
Rams are a straight shot to lunazing to the Niners in the playoffs, mate.
Oh!
Cue the music, Jorge.
Wow.
The autumn wind.
Jorge must have screened this call.
The autumn wind, baby. It's a Raiders town, Mace. Our Dodgers are good. Mace, how was that the best moment in your career when you saw the Dodgers win a World Series recently?
Can I just tell you, I said it was one of my favorite nights in Los Angeles. I didn't say it was the greatest night in Los Angeles sports history. I have witnessed other great things like Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
There
Rose
we go,
Bowl,
Jorge.
All that stuff. But why are you playing Autumn Wind as
baby.
A Raider if you're a Niners fan? You make no sense, dude.
No, we listen to
no,
the
I'm
people.
A Raiders fan. I just want you guys to lose to the Niners.
Oh, I see where he's going with that.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
For Jorge.
Saying, yeah.
For Jorge. For the raza.
Sí, gracias.
I feel like, you know, we need to be nicer to Mace. I'm actually feeling bad. I'm like.
Don't feel bad for me. Do not feel bad
What
for
did
me.
I text you yesterday? Let's go look at my group text. I thought that was
okay,
a really nice
group
text.
Let's look at the group text. Because you guys took too seriously what I actually said. Let's see. Group text. Let's see. Damn, Ireland beat me in fantasy. Growl face.
no, right before that, I think I texted something about.
They just ran that Travis and Sliwa promo.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
took that seriously. That's going to run all year long. I'm fine with it. We need them to do well. We badly need them to do well. It's good for us. It's better for the station. And then, Momo, you took it seriously and said, this is the part where you're supposed to focus on what actually matters in life. Juan, your baller seats at SoFi, your fun job that pays you to talk sports, Max Scherzer. Yeah, I enjoy all those things.
I was like, my friend Steve is hurting right now. I need
and
to
I
send
wasn't.
Something.
Don't,
I need
don't,
to help.
I did not take it too hard.
Oh, good.
I thought I knew you were doing that, Mace. I emphasized it because I was like, this is amazing that Momo is just talking you up.
Momo's so golly gee. I really want to be there for you. I really want to support you, Mace. You know, you've got baller seats and
Max Scherzer, look at him. He's going for a perfect game. He got 3,000 strikeouts.
You've got Juan for the last 16 years.
Yeah,
all that
you got
stuff.
Good things in your life, Mace.
You gave me the golly gee.
What if I told you?
What if I told you, Mace?
Oh, there's my theme music again.
Everything's
like
great. What if I told you everything's great?
What if I told you?
Everything's great.
You have so much to look forward to, Mace.
Yeah, yeah.
And, think of the positive.
And if I were to rank order the things that are important to me, I'll do that. Number one, a tie between the Dodgers and Rams. Number two, the Lakers. And number three, USC.
Wow, you went Lakers too?
Yeah.
Behind the Dodgers and Rams?
No, it said Dodgers and Rams tied for number one.
Right.
Lakers number two. And Trojans number three.
I could guess the Dodgers. Like, you're a baseball guy. I always think of you as a baseball guy.
Got it. But, you know, I've invested so much time and energy and
that's
money
what it is.
Into the Rams.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, for the next 50 years. I bought seats for the next 50 years. So I'm going to be riding the ups and the downs for a very long time into my old age.
Or you're going to be selling them on StubHub or whatever.
Nope. Oh, God. I'll tell you a story about the selling it on StubHub thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm just praying something doesn't happen. Also, there is a brand new song that is just being released. It's going to make its debut. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but it was emailed to me, venicemace@gmail.com. And let me make sure I get who it's from. The song is by a guy named Jeremiah. It's called A New Ram Song. We will do that coming up next for you too. Mason Ireland, gigantic day. Thanks for being out there, 710 ESPN.